Hi, my name is Sammy Brown, and I studied abroad in Western Australia my sophomore year J term, so a little over 2 years ago now. Today I'm going to share with my classmate Erica a story about an excursion that my abroad class took to Rottnest Island. Throughout my time in Australia, we visited many different cities and went on many different excursions, but this trip really stood out to me in particular. That morning, we all met up for breakfast and then loaded onto the bus to drive down to the area where we would board the ferry. The ferry was fairly large, so we all spread out around the boat. A few friends and I sat out on the open deck. The ride was pretty choppy, and I remember feeling a bit seasick. However, being out on the deck helped a bit since I could get some fresh air and even occasionally splashed by the water. The boat ride took about 30 to 45 minutes, I believe. When we arrived at Rottnest Island, we got off the boat and met back up with the rest of our group. My J-term group was studying through Curtin University in Western Australia, and two Curtin students, Marley and Allie, had been with us on all of our excursions as our tour guides. My course focused on learning the history of Aboriginal Australians in Western Australia, which included intense mistreatment in the forms of genocide, ethnocide, and racial purification. And Marley and Allie, being Aboriginal Australians themselves, had so much meaningful knowledge to share with us. Marley and Allie joined us on this day at Rottnest Island. After everyone had regrouped, Marley and Allie took us off to the side of the island and down onto the sandy beach area. Here they explained a little bit about the history of Rottnest Island. In the past, the island had been used as a penal establishment for Aboriginal Australians. After that, it became a labor camp for Aboriginal Australians. Now it has become a tourist attraction full of restaurants, shops, and activities. However, it remains a burial and ceremonial site for the Aboriginal Australians, although many tourists coming to visit are unaware of that fact. Being on the island, I really felt that this place symbolized the struggles the Aboriginal Australians had suffered. I felt all of my learning about the Aboriginal Australian history finally manifest in a tangible way where I could really feel and connect to what they went through. After explaining the island history, Marley and Allie told us how important it is to pay respect to the Aboriginal Australian ancestors, especially on this land where so many of their ancestors lost their lives and were buried. Marley and Allie recited a sort of spiritual prayer to pay respect to the ancestors, and the rest of us bowed our heads in silence and listened. At the end of the ceremony, we were each asked to take a handful of sand and toss it into the ocean. It felt very meaningful for me to be able to have a physical role in this ceremony for the ancestors. Once the ceremony was completed, Marley and Allie took us over to a trail which had some signs explaining the history of Rottnest Island as it relates to the Aboriginal Australians. However, they pointed out some inaccuracies on the signs that underplayed just how badly the Aboriginal Australians were treated, and also made it seem like the Aboriginal Australians no longer suffer any discrimination, which is untrue. Marley and Allie walked us along the trail, explaining a bit more about the history and significance of Rottnest Island. At one point, Marley said that she could literally feel her ancestors all around her. This was such a special moment and something that has stuck with me even now, over 2 years after my trip. I just think that it's so special that the Aboriginal Australians can feel such a strong connection to their ancestors and to the land no matter where they go, and even on land with such a deeply traumatic history. I really wish that I could have that same experience of feeling so connected to my ancestors. After walking the trail, my group went our separate ways to explore the island. A few friends and I went and had lunch and then came back to the beach area to chill. Marley and Allie joined us at the beach, so we got to chat with them even more. They explained that many people who come to Rottnest Island are tourists looking to check out the restaurants, shops, and activities. They don't know the history of Rottnest Island, and they don't pay their respects to the Aboriginal Australians who are buried here. It was sad to hear that many people are not respectful of the land, but it also made me think about the fact that had I been here by myself or with my family on vacation, I may have not known about the history behind the land or known to pay my respects either. This experience really made me think about the importance of learning and understanding the history behind the places we travel, because it's so important that we appreciate and respect others' land in the way that they want. Overall, this trip to Rottnest Island really made me rethink my approach to travel and emphasize the importance of learning about a place's culture and history before I go there.
May I just add something also, Sammy? I think that's really awesome that you were able to experience that with your class and talk to Marley and Allie and hear it from a cultural lens.
Yes, thank you.